Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We just came out of the One Thing Conference. Yes. We love the One Thing Conference and what God is doing out of Kansas City, IHOP, Kansas City. Who would ever thunk it, you know, Kansas? And it's just pretty cool to see what God is doing. We're going to be talking about that. Some things were loosed. And I think one of the everybody that spoke had some powerful moments. And normally what happens when my experience and the experience of those that I've walked with, God will speak a word to you or maybe even a sentence to you. And for you to be able to deliver that, you may have to talk for an hour.
Right.
Because you have to soften the heart. You have to build biblical foundation to what's going on. You have to give a story of how it can relate not only to you, but to them. And then you merge that, and all of a sudden you just land it. Mm-hmm. And there were some landings that took place.
Oh, I mean, yes.
Some people build doctrines on the stories. Some people build doctrine on the journey there. But there were some things that landed this year that was just so encouraging to me, because one was the plumb line. We'll be talking about the plumb line. And there is a plumb line in God. And you can't just build anything. Everything that's built is built off a plumb line. I don't care if it's a skyscraper. I don't care if it's Empire State Building. I don't care if it's a state capitol. I don't care if it's your house. It starts with a plumb line. The reason why is because everything has to start from that point. Now, your house may look different. Your business may look different. Your building may look different. Your capital may look different. But believe me, it started from a plumb line. So it's not saying a plumb line, everything has to look the same. But if you don't start from the plumb line in God, it doesn't matter what you're building.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what you're building. If you're not building on the foundation and the cornerstone, that would be the plumb line. The cornerstone is Jesus Christ and the right perspective of the doctrine of God, then you're just building in vain. You're just building religion. If you haven't noticed lately, there's a lot of religion. And the biggest issue of the church today is to have to apologize for all the religious activities that happen in the name of Jesus. You know, sorry, I had no idea they put a target on your back and threw stones at you. I had no idea in the name of Jesus that they enslaved you. I'm so sorry. I don't know where they got that from. You know, and it's like, well, they weren't walking with Jesus if they did that, because that's not of God.
That's right.
And so so all these things are taking place. So we're going to be talking about that. The plumb line was laid, and it was laid by Francis Chan. Francis Chan is the author of the book Crazy Love. He's also the author of A Man Who Just Loves God.
Yeah.
Right. And for quite some time, I was just drawn to him, and I couldn't find him because he took a move. He shifted because he was dissatisfied with what was happening. And it's like, this is not doing it. You know, it's more like he's going, well, you know, it's just like, it just wasn't, you know, you're not Christians. He does this stuff, you know? And so he took the shift. And when he took that shift, my spirit was just drawn to this man, but I didn't know where he was at the moment. So I went on a hunt trying to find him. And when I found him in the multiply movement. And I found him in a man that was willing to do any. As a matter of fact, I mean, I know that if we were spending personal time with Francis Chan, I mean, we would have some issues because we have a long ways to go.
Yeah.
We have a long ways to go. And this man can teach us so many things because he's teaching what God says. He's teaching what the truth.
Yeah.
And this is a man who spends time with God. And I encourage you, if you have not yet read Crazy Love, if you haven't hooked up to his ministry, you can go to VFNTV.com, go to the Torch, and you can find out a lot of things. So we have his segments. But he spoke about a couple things when he spoke on Saturday night at the One Thing Conference. And you can basically say, because he had never heard of IHOP Kansas City before he was invited. He had never met the founder of IHOP.
Mike Bickle,
and I feel the same as Mike Bickle, that, okay, the cool, this is IHOP, but that's not what I'm called to do. I'm called to have a relationship with God. So don't, you know, this lives or falls or make, if it turns awry, realize that's not me. You know, this is what God's doing. Right. That's how we feel the same way too. The thing is that am I maintaining working from a place of success, which is my relationship with Jesus Christ and being an obedient, loving son of God. And, but in the context of that, you find out things shift a lot. And when he came in and he dropped a truth bomb, on, and it's only a truth bomb to those who did not have a plumb line already.
Right.
Because so often we can have an assumption in life that everybody's working from the plumb line.
Mm-hmm.
But as you start hanging with them, you're thinking like, oh, you're building all kinds of things, but you have no plumb line.
Mm-hmm.
Your perspective of God is unholy. Your perspective of Jesus is a license to hate him and to commit adultery on him. And your perspective of God is that he's ever changing versus, no, you're ever changing. He never changes. He's ever revealing of who he is. And you start finding out, my goodness. And we're doing people an injustice. The assumption factor in the church has been major. And we just assume, you know, that that people are moving from the same viewpoints. And the question, we went for years teaching and then asking questions.
Right.
Teaching and then asking questions. And we were amazed after teaching the Word of God, when you ask the questions, specific questions about the Word of God that was just taught verbatim.
Just taught.
That people's perspective of that word mm-hmm. was all over the map. And the questions had to bring it home again.
Mm-hmm.
And we've even had ministers that would come minister amongst us. And we would say, hey, you know, do you want to hang around to see if, you know, how they respond to your questions? And they're going like, nah, I don't have, I got to go. So don't you want to know if they get it? It's, you know, like,
did it land?
It's like, people's like, they don't care if they get it.
Right.
They don't care if they get it. They're just like, I just want to do it. I just want to teach. Give me a place to teach.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, I got some debt, so I need some places. Give me some,
gosh.
I need to transfer some wealth from a church who actually needs it to survive to my debt that I created, and I'll swing by and, you know, use their sheep to, we're not going to go there. Anyway, so, we're going to be talking about this. We're going to talk about some of the things possibly that happened. We get a chance at one thing, some testimonies. Also about a time that Francis talked about. You know, Paul says the time is coming when people won't put up with sound doctrine. They'll turn away from the faith. Well, we're going to talk about that time has come. And and that how we as Christians are not called to blend in. And this is something God spoke to me very specifically about. And I was so convicted when he talked to me about it, because we can start being so politically correct
mm-hmm.
that we're trying to make everybody feel good. And next thing you know, you end up with Reverend Feel Good. We're going to talk about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody goes to Reverend Feel Good. I mean, don't you feel so good? Yeah, dude, I never felt so good about all my sin all my life. And when we're making people feel good in their sin, we're making them feel good with their false God. And this offends the God, true God, who we say we're loyal to and so much more. Now, was that a powerful, if you've missed this, every single
goodness.
Year, presently, there is a One Thing conference that's based, it births out of 365 days of 24-hour prayer, and it climaxes at the end of the year, 4 days dedicated to the one thing, Jesus Christ, and focusing on him and his beauty and his majesty, and then God lays on some of their hearts to say, you know, this is the one that's going to be sharing from their heart, and they just share what God burst and songs that God burst during that year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been just powerful, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, you know, every year we enjoy it, and it's a great time to kind of reset our focus, you know, and really receive from the Lord. But this year absolutely has been by far the greatest year. You know, I had these plans and to do some, you know, other things maybe during this time, and God just clearly made it known to me, you're going to sit here and just soak and receive every bit of this.
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely life-changing. And, like, I think you said it best, you know, all the folks that spoke had really powerful words. But in particular, I mean, Francis Tran really shared such truth that, I mean, just I'm still,
in the fear
I have arrows
of the Lord.
Still in me, you know. I'm still penetrating. Yeah. The Lord's still penetrating and just soaking in that truth.
And in the fear of the Lord, he delivered that truth.
Exactly.
And I want to make sure, you know, we're going to be coming to the end of this program, but we have another program. It's back-to-back, so you can catch us. But make sure you catch the next program, because we're actually going to play some of what Francis Chan said. We're going to talk more about the One Thing Conference, and we're also going to talk about this time has come. Paul talks about to Timothy, a time is coming when men will actually not tolerate sound doctrine. Well, that time has come already. And so much more. So make sure that you catch us. Don't forget, it's four programs back to back. I want to say hello to our Christian Television Network audience. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for partnering with us. Don't forget, there's a free offer available for you at VFNTV.com. And we have more to come. We're going to have CD offers and DVD offers coming for you as well that you can get from our store, because I know a lot of you guys like to have it on CD. You like to have it on DVD. And that is in the works as we speak. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFNTV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country, in that order, and Israel, as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.